Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. The European Space Agency's Mars Express Orbiter has potentially identified enormous ice water deposits beneath the Martian surface. Located at the red planet's equator, these deposits are estimated to be about 3.7 kilometers thick. And if melted, they could cover Mars with a water layer approximately 2 meters deep or fill Earth's Red Sea. This revelation is reshaping our perception of Mars, suggesting a past where glaciers, lakes, and river channels were prevalent. Now, Colin Wilson, who is a project scientist at ESA, highlighted the significance of this. He stated, "We've seen evidence of glaciers, extinct glaciers which are no longer there, but also some glaciers covered with dust." This discovery shows that the abundance of water on ancient Mars is hinting at a landscape dramatically different from the arid planet that we see today. And Mars Express first confirmed the presence of ice on Mars in 2004. The discovery of these deposits came in 2007, but their composition was unclear at the time. They were thought to be accumulations of dust, volcanic ash, or sediment. NASA in 2015 also observed what appeared to be streams of salty water on Mars, indicating the planet's dynamic nature. Now, Jim Green, who's NASA's Director of Planetary Science, said that the evolution of Mars and the understanding of it is very important. He said, "Today we're revolutionizing our understanding of this planet. Our rovers are finding that there's a lot more humidity in the air than we ever imagined." Now, the location of these ice deposits at Mars' equator rather than the poles has surprised scientists. Wilson remarked on the unusual nature of this finding, comparing its oddity to having a polar ice cap at Earth's equator. This unexpected location could have significant implications for future human missions to Mars as well. And despite the excitement, Wilson pointed out practical challenges for exploration in the future. The average temperature on Mars, ranging from 20 Celsius to negative 153 Celsius, make the equator ice a potentially more accessible water source for human missions. However, the ice buried under a thick dust layer might not be easily reachable for immediate exploration needs. The Mars Express probe, which launched in June of 2003 and reached Mars in December of 2003, has been studying the red planet for over two decades. Its recent findings at the MFF, the Fossae Formation, provided deeper insights into the Martian surface and its history. Now, the Medusae Fossae Formation, that's a difficult one to say, over 15 years ago, Mars Express studied that, identifying massive deposits up to 2.5 kilometers deep. Initial observations were inconclusive about the composition of these deposits, and Thomas Waters of the Smithsonian Institution, lead author of both the initial and recent studies, now confirms these deposits are thicker than previously thought, extending up to 3.7 kilometers thick. The MMF, characterized by wind-sculpted features, is one of Mars' most extensive deposits. The new data suggests that these features are not just accumulations of dust or volcanic ash, but include significant layers of ice, covered by a protective layer of dust or ash. Now, Andrea Cecchetti of the National Institute of Astrophysics, Italy, explains that the new data from radar from the Mars Express MARSIS instrument was crucial in identifying the icy nature of the MFF. The low density and radar transparency of these deposits are consistent with ice, challenging previous assumptions. Now, this discovery indicates that the massive stores of ice near Mars' equator must have formed during a difficult and different climate epoch. The existence of such extensive ice deposits changes our understanding of Mars' climate history, suggesting a past where water was more abundant. Wilson notes that while this discovery is exciting, it also raises many more questions. Understanding the age of these ice deposits and Mars conditions at that time remain a challenge. Confirming the presence of water ice in the MFF would significantly alter our comprehension of Mars' climatic past. The location and extent of these icy deposits are crucial for planning future human missions to Mars. Now, human missions in particular will benefit from the availability of water ice near the equator. However, the thick dust covering these deposits poses a pretty thick barrier to immediate exploration. One specific area, Immedius Dorsum, is expected to contain the thickest ice-rich deposits within the MFF. Understanding and mapping these deposits are key to future explorations and scientific inquiries. While Mars Express maps deep water ice, other missions like the TGO, equipped with the FREND instrument, FREND, provide insights into near-surface water. These collaborative efforts are enhancing our knowledge of Mars, its history, and the potential for future exploration. Now, ESA's Mars Express orbiter has made a groundbreaking discovery now of the potential ice water deposits at Mars' equator. These findings challenges our understanding of Mars' climate history and opens new possibilities for human exploration. And despite the challenges in accessing these ice deposits, the information gathered is invaluable in piecing together the complex story of Mars and its evolution. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero, StageZero, and you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, starshipshirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, starshipshirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.